Can anybody, come on, you come. Good to see you. Can anybody remember that? I didn't see you, I didn't bump into you in the street this week. But can anybody remember that big word I taught you last week in Greek? Who can remember it? Tekalasi, that's a good attempt. That's the way a Scotsman would say it. Tetelestai was the word. You remember what it meant? What did it mean? It is finished. And it was speaking about the death of Jesus on the cross. Now wait till you see what I've got here. I don't normally do this. Do you know what they are? It's a necklace, yes, but what kind of a necklace is it? Yep. Go on. It's a pearl necklace. This actually belongs to my wife. I asked her for permission if I could take it with me over to Ireland to show you. Okay? Do you know how pearls are made? Do you know what happens right at the bottom of the sea? Okay? There's oyster shells. And if a little bit of sand gets inside an oyster shell, it might take about 4 years. Something happens inside the shell, and after about 4 years, as long as that, you've got a pearl. Okay? I don't know what size they are, maybe something like that. You get a pearl, and pearls are very precious things. I want to just read you just a verse from the Bible. Wait till you hear this. Jesus is speaking, and he says, the kingdom of heaven, or becoming like a Christian, if you like, is like somebody looking for beautiful pearls. When he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all he had, and he bought that pearl. So becoming a Christian is like looking for pearls, okay, because they're precious things. But when he found the pearl of great price, he sold everything he had, and he bought the pearl. You see that there? See how big that is? It's in a man's hand. A lot bigger than this. Actually, wait till you see what I've got in my pocket here, if I can get it out. The biggest pearl that's been found in our waters, around us in the islands here, is the size of a golf ball. Look at the difference. Yeah? So these are little pearls. This is the one of great value. That's worth a fortune. If that was a pearl, be worth a fortune. And in that story, Jesus is saying, look, people are looking for pearls. They're looking for precious things in life. Okay? Can you think of some of the most precious things in life that you have and that you know? I'll give you a clue. Health. Just to be healthy. That's a precious thing, isn't it? There are lots of boys and girls who are in hospital this morning, or they're in bed, sick. But you're here at church, and so am I. So you could say health is like a pearl. It's a precious thing. What might be other precious things? Fitness. Yeah, good. It's great to be fit, isn't it? Do you play football or rugby? Hockey. You play hockey, and you're not going to tell me the rugby score yesterday, are you? You're going to keep that a secret. That's okay. Yes. Life. Wow. Not just health. Life is a very precious thing. Food. Food is a very precious thing. Do you know, when I was in India, in a place called Calcutta, I saw boys and girls just like you running along the streets. They had no clothes on and they had no food to eat. So, I'm sure you had your breakfast before you came? Yeah, we take it for granted sometimes. I hope you say thank you at the table, because food is a very precious thing. Water. Water to drink. There are loads of boys and girls across the world. They can't get good, clean water. Parents. Family. These are precious things. They're like these pearls. They're precious things. But you know, boys and girls, the most precious of all is Jesus. He's like the pearl of great price. And as you grow up in life and you have many precious things in your life, not pearls like these, but the things we've just mentioned, life and health and food and water and family and school even, there's another precious thing. I want you to know that the most precious possession you can ever have in life, it's like the pearl of great price, is the Lord Jesus. We're coming up to Easter time. We're being reminded that he came into the world to save us from our sins, and he's alive. You can know him in your heart and in your life. So, if I see you in the streets of Edinburgh, never mind Lisbon, Tetelestai, what Jesus came into the world to do, it's finished. He's our Saviour. He's paid the price so that you and I could be forgiven and that we could be children of God. And whilst there are many precious things like pearls in life, he is the pearl of great price. He's the most precious. And you can know him. Trust him when you're young. Give your life to him.